First item on is the approval of minutes.
Move to approve.
I will second that. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So it's the ayes have it. Minutes are approved. Let's move to this first contract, which is the University of Oregon Sustainable City Year Program. Oh, is Jennifer there? Or Mark or who?
Hi, this is Andrew Martin here on behalf of Jennifer.
Oh, hey, Andrew. Yeah, please go ahead.
So we are, if I can flip through the packet here, we are proposing a contract with the University of Oregon for the Sustainable City Year Program. In March 2019, we were selected to be the community partner. And basically, we have been discussing with them a number of classes, which we can discuss if you're interested. But we would basically enter into a partnership with the university and have students engaged in a variety of projects on our behalf. The contract would not exceed $149,999. Would exceed that amount, which is why it's in front of the Finance Committee for review. I can answer any questions if you have any. I'm not sure if that was all the information you're looking for.
Well, we got a ton of info. We got a ton of info before when it was presented to us, but that was how we wouldn't do it just on what you've said now. But
right.
We got a lot of it before.
Right, I agree with Josh. It's good that we had seen the presentation, the earlier presentation. I was wondering though, are we actually committing a full $250,000, or is it somewhere in between?
So the way the contract works is, I believe it's $10,000 per class, and the contract would allow us to propose up to 25 classes at LTD's discretion. So it would be billed, I think, every term during the university. On their term schedule, it would be billed for the number of classes that we had. And then at the end of the contract, we have to resolve any remaining charges on the contract.
Oh, I see. So it's not, we may, depending on how things go, we may not necessarily even spend $150. It really depends on how many classes go through.
That is correct. I don't know how many classes Jennifer has developed. I have a list tentatively of a number of classes, and as the school year goes on, we can identify other. For instance, if there was an architecture class or something, we identified a need for to have a studio. Even in winter term, we could set something up for the spring. The contract allows us to go up to 25 classes, and it would be $10,000 per class.
Yeah, and I should. Let me know when I can talk, Carl. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Well, yeah, I guess I want to cover one point, and then this will also relate to what Andrew just said. So, first of all, I should just point out that I have a potential or perceived conflict of interest that I already talked to. I know I mentioned this to you guys before, but that I talked to LTD Council about. Just because I teach one of the classes, actually two of the classes, that have done work with sustainable cities in the past, we decided after talking about it that I don't actually have a conflict of interest, only because I don't actually receive any money as a result of that. Like either if my classes do a project or they don't, I get paid the same. So it's really, I'm just sort of, you know, directing my classes toward doing this work because I care about it, but not because it benefits me financially. So anyway, so that's the first thing I just wanted to handle, and I'll say that to the board again just so we don't end up in a place where people don't, you know, people are wondering, wait, is Josh getting paid by LTD now? No, I'm going to get paid the same either way. The other thing I was going to say is Andrew was talking about classes Jennifer had or didn't have lined up. I know that some of that stuff is still settling and the details are still getting worked out because I'm actually part of that. I'm meeting with Jennifer. Like she and I said, we would meet sometime in July. We haven't nailed that down yet to figure out the details. So I think a lot of this kind of dribbles out over the summer and gets settled gradually. So anyway, those are just the details I wanted to.
Yeah, just to follow on with that, Josh, we I think we have a number of meetings. I know I have a number of meetings set up in the next several weeks to try and iron out the details for fall semester classes. So
yeah.
It's being actively worked on, but some of it, like in the spring term, we won't know until much closer to that date.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Cool. I heard a lot of beeping. Did Emily join us, or is that just random beeping?
I think that was beeping from the elevator I was just in.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hey, Carl, this is AJ.
Go ahead, AJ.
I do want to say that Emily was trying to call in, but unable to call in for whatever reason. But she is, Emily, are you able to talk?
Yes, AJ, I can hear you really well. I can kind of hear Josh, and I can't hear Carl very well at all.
Can you guys hear
me? Oh, sorry. Yeah. I hear pretty well.
Okay, great.
Well, we'll try to. If you need us to repeat things, Emily, just go ahead and say so. We can hear, at least I can hear you pretty well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Great. Oh, I just wanted to say that I find I look forward to the work products that will come out from this. It seems like a good partnership, so I would definitely be for it. Any other questions or comments from people?
I mean, I'll just say one quick thing. I feel like this is like so many things in life. You, in this case, the transit agency kind of gets out of it what it puts into it. But
that
could be a lot because, I mean, at the meeting, I attended sort of the back half of a meeting of a bunch of LTD folks and a bunch of U of O folks. It just seemed like there was a lot of like really good exchange in both directions. And so it seems like LTD is really, is well positioned to get a lot out of it. It's a lot of student projects. Some of it will be very hit or miss. Not all of it will be like consultant quality, but there's a lot of it, and at a good price, and with a lot of coordination. And so it seems like I think it's a reasonable thing for the agency to do.
Cool. Anything from you, Emily?
Yep, my only question was in regards to the economic impact. It was something about LTD and U of O would commit up to $250,000, and I just wanted clarity. Was that going to be a 50-50 split, and do we have an idea of what that might be, since up to $250,000 is a pretty big number?
Yeah, so Emily, the contract would be up to $250,000. All of the $250,000 we're talking about would be LTD's funding. And that's based on LTD developing up to 25 classes at a cost of $10,000 per class. So we may end up paying less if we have fewer than 25 classes.
Okay, thank you.
Great. If there are no more questions or comments, I will entertain a motion.
I'm struggling to find my board packet again here, so I don't have the motion number in front of me.
I got it. I can do it. I move to forward contract number 2019-52 of the Board of Directors to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
Second.
Okay, it's a move by Emily, second by Josh, and all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. It is approved unanimously. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Go ahead and move next to the Cummins Sales and Services contract.
Yes, this is Matthew Imlach, Director of Fleet Management, and we're bringing before the board something for the Cummins engine and rebuild and Voith transmissions. We are kitting those out, which essentially is to identify the parts we need to replace, and so we went out for contract on those. There are multiple different types of engines. We have the ISB, ISC, ISL, ISM that we are putting forward today, as well as the Voith transmissions 0.3 and 0.3E. We chose to do it this route to kind of simplify how we purchase those items from a vendor.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Matthew. Any questions or comments for Matthew? I'll just say I'm becoming accustomed to these contracts and how much they cost, so I that's why I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I
just need to. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I guess I'm curious, how many people did we request bids from that we only got one back since April?
The three major ones were Cummins that we'd received. Bratton was another one, and Freightliner was the third. Were only one that went, and we believe it was because that the other two were not competitive, since they're not a vendor similar to what Cummins sells is.
Okay, I was just curious why we didn't have more bids available.
Yeah, cool. I think I really do, as we're looking at it, because we only receive one, we evaluate that. And Cummins is those major engines that I shared. And so since it's a Cummins seller of that, it becomes easier. So when you do add a third party into it, or a distributor, it probably inflated their costs.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
I don't know if there's an answer to this, but is there any way in which this contract looks different or is more urgent or something? Is there any way that it's connected to the larger context of our aging fleet that we've talked about in our last couple board and budget meetings?
Yeah, some of the items are absolutely. So we identified the risks, I would say, or the engines we need to replace. Some of them are on the aging fleet, but that's, we would purchase on failure. We wouldn't go out and redo it. But the larger and the ISBs that we are currently wanting to replace a part of our 1100 series, those are something we want to schedule and do the next couple years. So of the 22, those are 22 engines for that. So we want to be in front of those, replacing it at midlife. Some of the other ones are just carrying what could happen if we do need to replace on failure.
Got it. Thank you.
Great. If there are no more questions, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
Emily, do you still have that packet?
I do, yeah. I just want to make sure there weren't any other questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you have follow-up is just that we have the option to continue to get other bids. We don't have to stick with these guys for 5 years. I'm making that assumption based on the previous contracts we've talked about.
Yeah, we will be evaluating after every year. So the base term is 1 year plus four additionals.
Okay, sounds good. As long as we've got some flexibility there, I'm happy with it. So, Josh, if you don't have anything else, I'll go ahead and read this motion off.
No, that's great. Go for it.
Okay. Then I move to forward contract number 2019-09 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
Second.
Great. It's been moved by Emily, and second by Josh. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Great. It passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I believe that is all the business we have today. Is there any, just for the good of order, if there's any other questions or thoughts before I adjourn from staff or other board members?
My only question is that it would be great to see, as part of these proposals, like, is this already part of the budget or is this above what we already projected in the budget? Otherwise, I'm comfortable with everything we're doing. I just always like to make sure that all those pieces are fitting together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think with the first, the SC YP that was listed, I'm looking to see if it with the common services was listed. I don't see it, but I think that would be not a hard thing to add, right? Directing that to AJ, is that something we could add for the future? Just like, hey, it was budgeted or something like that?
Yes, and just to procedurally, that's a great question for this committee to entertain. So we come to the board and we get an adopted budget. So all the purchases that we make throughout the year are out of that adopted budget. So we adopt the operating budget, the capital fund budget, the accessible services budget, the Medicaid budget, and then point to point has its own budget, has its own fund. So on an annual basis, the board approves five funds, a budget for five funds. So everything we bring before you has to fall into one of those funds, and we can always specify what fund it is to really make it clear. So I think that's something, Camille, maybe the template will say fund, we'll add that, and then the project manager can state what fund that project is coming out of. If at any point we need to ask the board to approve something that is not in it, we would come to you and ask you for a budget amendment for that fund, and then we would, then you could approve it. So yeah, we have to work within the approved fund, but I think that's a great question because you don't know what fund is it coming out of and how does it impact that fund. So everything is pre-approved in those funds. So we typically come to you guys about mid-year after, and we shift money around in the funds after we have enough of a projection. But other than that, everything falls within that a specific fund. So I think we're going to add that so you understand at what fund this project is coming out of each time.
Thank you. I didn't realize there was a budget amendment if it wasn't already in there. So thanks for clarifying that, AJ.
Yeah, but I think it's also important that you know what fund that we're spending money out of. So I think that's what helped that clarification. So we'll add that into our template, and the template would future meetings would have that fund each time.
Although I do see on page 9, it did actually, I missed it the first time, it did have the funding sources listed on page 9. I don't know if that's kind of the same thing.
Well, I think that's the funding sources. I think what she's saying, has this been approved already? Or like,
right.
Is what
part of the budget.
What budget section it came out of, pre-adopted.
Yeah.
So we'll add the fund, not the funding, but the fund that it's been adopted in.
Yep, thank you. Okay,
great. Well, if there's no further business, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting then. The meeting is now adjourned.
Awesome, thank you.